Hi, I am Alejandro Ono and welcome to my first podcast. So I was telling you, my name is Alejandro Ono and I am from the College Humboldt from Puebla. And today I would like to talk about mental health because it is a subject that has many ways of defining itself, and something that I like a lot about this is the experiences and how it can be a change in your life. And so next I am going to talk in more detail about mental health and everything that it includes as subtopics to this topic. So some people wonder, what is mental health? And mental health includes our emotional, psychological and social well-being, and it affects how we think, how we feel and how we act, and it also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others and make choices. Mental is very important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. And over the course of your life, you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood and behavior could be affected. So many factors contribute to mental health problems, including the first one is the biological factors, that is such as genes or brain chemistry. The second one is the life experiences, that it is such as trauma or abuse. And the last one is the family history of mental health problems. These three mental health problems are common, but the help is available. People with mental health problems can get better and many recover completely. So then, when we look at the meaning of term health, we realize that the absence of any type of disease is as important as the feeling of complete physical, mental and social well-being. And it is that feeling of complete mental well-being where this guy wants to influence. There are also positive aspects in mental health. Often when we talk about prevention of mental illnesses or disorders, we usually refer to the different risk factors that can lead to the appearances of mental disorder. And it is true that these risk factors influence or cause the appearances of mental disorders, but we must not forget that the incidence of these risk factors in the person will also be determined by their interactions with the protective factors, that it is the factors that favor positive mental health. So no one asked me, but here's a question that I will answer, that it is important to me, the mental health. Obviously, mental health is very, very important for me and for life. And an experience that I have and we are living is the COVID-19 pandemic. When this virus appears, it has affected us all. Fear, worry, and stress are normal responses in times when we are faced with uncertainty or the unknown of situation of change or crisis. So it's normal and understandable for people to experience these feelings in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. So added to the fear of contracting the virus in a pandemic such as the COVID-19 is the impact of major changes in our daily life caused by efforts to contain and slow the spread of the virus. Faced with the new and challenging reality of physical distancing, like working from home, temporary unemployment, educating children at home, and lack of physical contacts with loved ones and friends, it is important that we take care of both our physical health and mental health. And well, this is impacting a lot of adolescents who are all the time glued to an electronic device, and without being able to have a life that a teenager should have, you know. So surely someone of you has looked for what mental health is, and another name appears, which is physical health, that these that both are different. A clear distinction is often made between mind and body, but when we consider mental health and physical health, the two should not be thought of as separate. For physical health can lead to an increased risk of developing mental health problems. Similarly, poor mental health can negatively impact on physical health, leading to an increased risk of some conditions. So I am going to give you some mental health tips and also physical tips that can help you and how it helped me. So learn to talk about yourself to others and try to identify and express your feelings. It is a way of knowing and by know yourself, as knowledge your failures and limitations, but also be aware of your strengths and potentials. Nobody is perfect. Regulate your emotions, channel your anger and aggressiveness. Do not get carried away by the moment or hold a grudge. Be respectful and put yourself in the other person's shoes. Don't let stress block you. Love yourself. Achieve your achievement and positive aspect daily. Develop a positive image of yourself. And the most important, be optimistic as much as possible. Find activities that you enjoy. Play sports, listen to music, help others or participate in your class. And open your mind and show enthusiasm for learning. So set your purpose in life. Set realistic goals and try to carry them out. It will make you feel good. Relate and stay connected. Do not isolate yourself. Enrich yourself with new friends. Protect yourself from people you think are harmful to you. Have a healthy lifestyle. Take care of your physical health. Play sports. Eat well. Get enough sleep. And avoid damaging your health with the consumption of toxic substances. And accept the setbacks of life. Suffering is part of the human condition. Rectify and learn from your mistakes or from life lessons that will make you strong. Be flexible with setbacks and change that come your way, and look for alternatives and take perspective. Problems do not have a single solution. If the situation overcomes you and you find yourself overcome, ask for help from a family member, friend, teacher, psychologist, doctor, or in a association. To end this little podcast, I want to say why you should take your mental health into your daily life. So there is no health without mental health. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. In this sense, emotional well-being is an essential component in people's health. Therefore, there is no health without mental health and emotional well-being. In this sense, the concept of mental health does not only imply the absence of disease, but requires the existence of well-being and personal development associated with a satisfactory, autonomous, and independent life. Thank you very much for listening to me. I hope it has helped you, and see you in the next episode.